This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, Sarasota Station here. Now, it's our flagship station, and we're broadcasting to great, great, great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And we hope you're listening to us that way or whatever it is you're doing. You can also hear us on your phone, by the way. Now, also, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol agents, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget that everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, we thank you for helping keep America moving along. Now, that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also the bulk mail center drivers for the U.S. mail, the ones that are hauling the mail from the bulk mail center to the local post office near you so you can get your mail later today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel that it takes to run that vehicle that you're out there driving. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter. We're also on the handle on Twitter is at Captain's America. And you can also find us on all of these different radio station websites that we're on, too. However you're listening to us, you can also hear us probably on their web stream right there. But you can always hear us on my website, which happens to be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. There's a listen live link right there, and our show is streamed live. You can hear the show right now, just like you're listening to me talk to you over there at the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, over to Kyle Warner, professor of politics we go. And Mr. Kyle?
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, folks, that it's all about our country being founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it. All right, back to what we were talking about here. The White House now says, reports saying that U.S. intel was involved in the killing of the Russian generals and the sinking of the Russian warships. Just as true.
This is very interesting because not just 24 hours ago, Captain, we seem to have a different impression about this.
It's the second time it's been changed.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, obviously the sinking of the Moskva, the flagship of the Russian fleet in the Black Sea, that was significant. The killing of Russian generals. If the United States had any help or gave any help, rather, with intelligence, that would also be very significant. But now they're saying that we didn't. But, Captain, of course, isn't it, I think, a very significant thing that Vladimir Putin, if he believed the United States was directly involved, then he could say the United States is a fair target at this point.
Well, you can't tell me they weren't involved.
Right. Well, it would seem
because
seemed
we
to
heard
follow.
We yeah. heard to begin with that they were, and then we heard they weren't, and then we heard they were, and now we hear they weren't.
Right. So is this some kind of damage control or the fear
yes.
of the White House thinking it's going to be escalatory?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. All right. Well, J.D. Vance traveled over with the president last night to come over to Greensburg, Pennsylvania for the big rally he had there. And I believe you saw that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, I saw it, too. And, of course, he was the winner of the Ohio Senate race. He's going to be the standard bearer for the Republicans. And he talked about exposing Joe Biden's failed agenda and his stooge, Tim Ryan.
Well, exposing the Biden's failed agenda, so many people, Captain, whether they are registered Republicans, Democrats, independents, what have you, I think that they are going to be very receptive to the notion that the Biden agenda has failed. But, and I may say this too, the fact that Biden's agenda has failed is actually, you know, pretty good in the sense that he hasn't been able to implement a lot of the things he wanted to. But overall, I think the notion of the failed agenda means that America has been damaged by the Biden policies, by the failure to act in many respects. And the just a general coming apart at the seams of everything that was sort of helping Americans each day with the economy, jobs, the outlook, the stock market, you name it.
Well, I'm going to say this again because I said it before last night and the night before. The Republicans cannot assume they've got this in the bag regardless of who endorsed them because they need to run like they're 10 points behind and continue that drive. Because this is what's going to change people's hearts and minds.
Well, sure, yes. Basically, they've got a good start going on here because people, I think, are going to be much more receptive to the idea that the failed Democrat policies have been destructive. They have not helped people out of economic issues. In fact, they've created economic issues. So you're right, yeah, but they do have to run as though they are behind and they really need to pour it on. Because, Captain, and also they've got something to compare it to. Look what happened just a year and a half ago to now.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, that's just exactly what I'm going to do, Kyle. I'm going to take it away. You know, I get asked every day about Relief Factor. Does it work? Why do you take it? Tell me some things about it. And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. I've been taking it for over 7 years. I wouldn't be telling you it worked if it didn't. I'm the one that takes it, and it works for me. Hopefully, it will work for you. Now, will this work for everybody? Maybe it will, and maybe it won't. But you don't know until you try. So what you do to try is you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You try the 1995 bottle of the Relief Factor supplies, the 3 weeks supply, and you take it the way it says, and you see what it's going to do for you. Now, you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. You will absolutely flat out know. No ifs, ands, or buts. Because Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body fight the inflammation, the pain, the suffering, the swelling that I have with my left leg and ankle. And now my right leg and ankle, because it's trying to make up for my left one, I guess. But I take that, and I'm in better shape. That's all there is to it. And I don't know what to tell you, but it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. So check it out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start, because after all, Kyle, what do they say?
All you have to lose is pain.
That's it. Yep, that's it. All right, now, former Attorney General William Barr said that the Hunter Biden case is an example of shameful self-dealing by that family. And, of course, during the remarks that were being made at the American Enterprise Institute, he got a chance to bring it up and talk about it.
Well, yes, he did. And he's talking about, of course, the idea that if the American people knew the facts, they knew what happened, and they want to know if a crime is committed, basically, it could be prosecuted. But the Hunter Biden story, Captain, is, you know, I remember back in the day with Jimmy Carter, he had a brother named Billy. And Billy was the subject of a lot of humor, especially, and I think he actually had a thing called Billy Beer.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was, I mean, that is so completely tame and almost quaint by comparison to the idea of the Hunter Biden problem that Joe Biden has, because this is not just about some kind of quirky brother or something. This is our family member, as it were. Everybody seems to have a quirky family member here and there, but this is really something has to do with big time jobs that were given to Hunter, big time deals that were done, and the fact that Joe Biden, the big guy, as it were, seemingly benefiting from all this while constantly maintaining he had no idea what Hunter Biden was ever up to. This is something the American people really need to know about.
Yeah, and there's something else that surfaced yesterday. Jen Psaki is leaving as the press secretary on the 13th, next Friday, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Friday the 13th, she's leaving.
Perfect day.
Yeah, perfect day for that. And as a result, we now know that her replacement has a conflict of interest that just developed. Tell us what that is.
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that Karine Jean-Pierre, who I believe was serving as deputy press secretary, we've seen her at the podium several times when Jen Psaki has been absent. She evidently has a long-term relationship with a CNN reporter whose name I'm sure everyone will recognize, and that's Suzanne Malveaux. So it does beg the question, if you have a significant live-in relationship or just a significant relationship in any way with someone from the press, and you're going to be the White House press secretary, doesn't that sound like some kind of conflict of interest?
Does to me.
Yes. Well, just put it in this perspective. What would have happened if the Trump press secretary was married to or had some significant relationship with someone at Fox News? I mean, can you imagine the View would never, that would be the only story they'd ever talk about on the View.
They would have torn that person apart.
Well, yeah, and so it's not a personal thing. It's not mean-spirited. It has nothing to do against Karine Jean-Pierre, but it is, in fact, a practical matter that the White House really should have seen coming. That why would they put themselves in this kind of position unless they just don't care?
They just don't care.
Yeah, and they don't care what you think or what I think or what people or what kind of conclusions they might draw, because there are some very tough times. We're going through tough times. I think there are tough times ahead, and certainly the White House press secretary is going to have a very, very difficult job. I don't envy her at all, you know, but to have this kind of thing, a cloud over it is starting from, you know, behind the eight ball already.
Now, I'm going to mention something here, and you tell me if you're a little surprised. The Biden White House had a meeting with some pro-choice activists, some business leaders, on abortion protections.
Yeah, very interesting. We know that a lot of businesses have already mentioned that they will pay for travel, for example, to states that allow abortions or where abortions are performed and so on and so forth. Yes.
Now, why is that?
Well, because in some states it may not be available, especially if Roe v. Wade's overturned.
All right. I should have asked that a different way because you didn't pick up on it. It's tax deductible for the company.
Okay, very interesting.
Totally tax deductible. And as a result, and we talked about this yesterday, Marco Rubio is putting legislation together to take away that tax exemption from the businesses.
Very interesting. Well, that will be a battle in and of itself in terms of in the court of public opinion, at the very least. But, you know, Captain, this kind of thing for business – where it becomes political is I think it's not working out the way a lot of businesses think. It's not exactly apples to apples, but it's the idea of the go woke, get woke, go broke. Disney's finding out about that. You have other companies that are finding out about that. And so when companies wade into major political controversies, in this case, they will try to call it healthcare, that kind of thing. But nevertheless, it could you're going to have all kinds of brand problems with this.
Speaking about candidates, a federal judge yesterday sided with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and said that she is free to run for re-election and not have anybody breathing fire down her neck.
Yeah, very interesting.
There was a challenge made against her. They were trying to get her out so she couldn't run again.
That's right. Well, and then so she'll still be there, and you know she'll rise or fall as the case may be.
And on the other hand, there was a West Virginia judge who deemed a Senate candidate was ineligible yesterday.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's because she didn't live in the state.
Well, small detail.
Yeah, she'd lived in three different states in the last 3 years. And she did not live in the state, and that's why she wasn't allowed to run in West Virginia, because she just didn't live there.
Yeah, well, you have to represent your constituency.
Yeah.
And there are certain there are regulations about that.
Now, we saw the space shuttle go up yesterday. We saw it take off from over here to the east at about 5:45 in the morning, and you could go outside, which I did, and you could see the tracer trail up there and a really bright light in the sky going up. As a matter of fact, our buddy up there in Georgia, one of our drivers up there, saw it. He goes, "Captain, I don't know what's going on there, but there's something out there. The whole sky just lit up there, and something fell back down to Earth. There's something, you can see it." Well, that was the missile when it went to the second stage.
Right.
What happens now is that stage comes back down and lands on a barge in the ocean.
Yeah, that is really something to see.
Yep.
It's really very futuristic. Can you imagine being able to be able to do that? And they're making it happen. I mean, these are major leaps forward.
We could see the vapor trail. We could see all the different bright lights and all that stuff. And the lights, when it lit up and it separated and saw the section coming back down again to land, we could see all of that just standing there looking up at the sky.
Wow, yeah, that was the Falcon 9 rocket, evidently.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we got more to talk about here. We're going to start out with the space program for Iran. Is it really a space program, or is it a cleverly disguised nuclear bomb project? Aha! We will tell you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is looking into 109 cases of hepatitis in American children that spans across 25 states and territories. CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases Jay Butler says the illnesses have been severe.
Overall, more than 90% of these patients under investigation were hospitalized. 14% received liver transplants, and more than half had a confirmed adenovirus infection.
Butler says five children have died from the illness. The April jobs report shows the nation's economy added 428,000 new jobs in April, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. Stocks ending the week on a down note, losing 98 points. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, hey-ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
The United States has been the greatest nation on Earth, but unless there are major changes made in the near future, our national greatness will be a distant memory. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, our great republic has been seriously compromised and severely weakened by the policies of regime leader Joe Biden. You might recall that when Joe Biden was campaigning, he proudly barked out to an audience of black Americans that they're going to put you back in chains. But when one observes, it is easy to understand that in reality, it is the abysmal Joe Biden who has put our entire republic in chains. The United States is now chained to the mercy of enemy nations for petroleum because Uncle Joe destroyed our energy independence. Many elderly Americans are chained to their homes because the Biden regime and Soros district attorneys throughout the United States have made sure that the full variety of thugs are free to burglarize, rape, and murder law-abiding young and old sovereign citizens without any real chance of doing hard time for their crimes. There are other examples as well, but the bottom line is, if our United States is to be that shining city on a hill example to the world again, we must reestablish the godly principles that made America the beautiful envy of the world. If not,
forget about it.
I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Marty, and it's Ron Edwards, and he's not here today, but we did play his Edwards Notebook for him, and that's what we do. And by the way, hold on a second, I got to take a little sip here. Got a little dry throat here. Let's see. Oh boy! Now, folks, that is my iced coffee from constitutional grounds. And let me tell you something. If you like good coffee, not acidic, and just tastes the way that you want it to, first time, every time, I only have iced coffee, so I don't know what it does as a hot coffee deal, but it's certainly the best iced coffee I've ever had. And all you got to do is go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website. You go over there, make your purchase, and you'll find out what I know. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to go right to the phone line because we have got Elliot on the line from Wesley Chapel. So, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Hey, Captain, I have two questions. I have a question, one for Kyle and one for you, and then I'm going to hang up guys answer. Kyle, this is for you. Now, in the state of California, Los Angeles County, George Gascon, a George Soros-funded pick, is facing a serious recall. Now, signatures are up to over 125,000, roughly 567,000 signatures are needed to be on the ballot by November. Now, those signatures must be collected by July of 2022. Kyle, will voters turn out to sign the petition? What does it mean to remove George Gascon from L.A. County? And my question to you, Captain, is, look, conservatives want three left-wing progressive wokers impeach. Now, President Joe Biden, U.S. Attorney Merrick Garland, and turncoat Cuban DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a real lying traitor. Captain, I believe the conservative Americans see these three men as a dislike of American values. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Elliot. And Kyle, go ahead. Now, let me ask you a question. Didn't they try to impeach Gascon like a year or so ago?
Yeah, they've already tried. They've got another petition, I think, going here, and they've got to get basically 566,857 signatures. That's 10% of the registered voters there by July 6th. And I think to Elliot's question, whether or not voters will turn out to recall Gascon, well, we certainly hope so. But I do think that this recent incident with Dave Chappelle, when he was attacked on stage and under the authority of Gascon and his area there, they're not charging the guy.
No, they let him go.
Yeah, with the basically a misdemeanor.
And
to see what happened, I mean, this is really scary stuff. So I think that particular incident, along with all the others, there are so many parents, there are so many loved ones who are just after Gascon because he will not go after the real criminals or hardened criminals. But this particular incident, because it has garnered so much attention, that might be one of the turning points in getting people to say, this guy is bad news, we gotta turn out and do something. So we'll hope, yes.
Okay. Now, as far as impeaching of the people that Elliot spoke about, there is a movement afoot to do that. But we need to be the majority, and we can't do anything about it until after we become the majority. And it's not just a simple majority either in the House and the Senate. How many people does it take to impeach somebody, Kyle?
Well, in what circumstance? In terms of
in the Congress, how many people do you have to have?
Well, I think it's a majority, correct?
No,
You're two-thirds in the House, right?
You have to have two-thirds in the House, first of all, to get it anywhere. And then it's a simple majority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think if we don't have two-thirds of the House, we're going to be able to do it?
Well, of course not. Yeah.
Then we would have to wait till the next election cycle when Biden is either going to run. And by the way, I heard for the first time yesterday from some Democrat mucky mucks in the local area who I ran into and had a little chat with. I said, is your boy going to run in 2024? And the one guy looked at me square in the face. He says, I don't know. I said, you're serious? He says, yep, I don't know. He's really not looking presidential to me. That's what he said. I won't mention who he was or anything like that. I'm not going to do that to the individual. But that's where the Democrats are their minds are right now.
Well, right. And basically what that adds up to is uncertainty. In other words, I think you could have a pretty good idea that Biden won't run for some reason. He'll step down or it just won't be. He'll say, I don't want to do this anymore. I've done what I accomplished and that kind of stuff. But the uncertainty is who takes over. It's not Kamala. We know that. But there's others who are going to start vying for that coveted role. And that in and of itself is going to cause a lot of turmoil in the party. Now, once we get past the midterms, it'll start to be a little more clear. And we'll see just how much they're going to fight one another to try to do that. I'm not trying to laugh, but it will be somewhat entertaining to watch them tear each other apart on that politically.
Now, Iran's space program has been a bit of a joke for a few years. And once again, it's in the news, but not because of being a joke. It's because of some of the missiles that have now surfaced. And there are some people that believe that Iran's space program could actually be a cover for a nuclear assault coming against Europe and the United States.
The very fact that Tehran is into this kind of stuff, you know, it should be concerning to everybody, with all the history there and so forth. And these, space programs and intercontinental ballistic missiles are pretty wrapped up together because intercontinental ballistic missiles, they have to go up to space and there's all kinds of the rocketry that is involved. It could obviously be a cover.
And then very quickly, because we're going to run out of time and have to go to the break here. A federal appeals court yesterday allowed the Florida voting rules to take effect.
Very interesting. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So kudos again to Ron DeSantis.
Well, right. Well, and especially a lot of the example that he's giving and Florida is giving to the rest of the country. It's one of those things where you can say, see, you can do this, and be successful at it.
Well, we have a leader. Make no mistake about it. We have a leader. And good morning to Richard and Marine up in Oregon. Kyle, you held that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I'm looking at the weather map right now. Richard said he just got back from where he was at, had a little vacation time, and he said it was cold and it was raining. Yeah, I gotcha. By the way, we got some weather headed on the Gulf side here over here by me, it looks like. So I'll have to check that out. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Vegas, and here we go. Time for us to cut out and let you know what's going on with the weather. And they're just rocking away. That's AC/DC. Of course, we've had an AC/DC night tonight here on the Radidio. And I'm going to let Kyle take it. Kyle, what's going on out west with the weather?
Well, thank you, Captain, for our drivers out there tonight. If you're traveling in southern Wyoming along I-80, if you're heading out west from Rawlins, you're going to have rain coming across the road, probably a little before Rock Springs. So that's happening that area right now. We have seen the rain shifting since last hour, but you still got rain as you head over into Utah from the border there with Wyoming. So be aware of that. You've also got rain tonight in southeastern Idaho. This is going to be south of West Yellowstone. You've also got rain if you're in Bozeman, Montana. If you're in Helena, Montana, you've got rain right now. Our friends in Missoula and south of Missoula as well, down U.S. Highway 93, you've got rain and sleet. You've also got rain up near Spokane, Washington. Also now just a little bit west of Coeur d'Alene, so it looks like it might be heading right for you, Coeur d'Alene. Some rain right now up on 4th of July Pass. We've got a forecast for the next several days of rain and or snow, depending on the temperatures. Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, also rain right now. That's affecting the I-5 corridor right there. You've also got rain down near Boise. That's moved since last hour as well. But this weekend, folks, we've got more rain and even snow at the higher elevations coming through in the Pacific Northwest. It's going to happen all weekend. And then on Sunday, you get another system that's coming in. So unfortunately, you're going to have a wet Mother's Day up in the Pacific Northwest, but happy Mother's Day to all the great moms out there.
Okay. Up there in Minot, North Dakota way, got some flood warnings up there. Apparently, the ground is really soft, and the rain that they've had is like all the rivers are up, all those streams and all that up there. That's the Red River Valley up that way. And then coming on down, following the river all the way down to Kansas, southeastern Kansas, a little bit of rain there. Down into Oklahoma, right there about Muskogee, you got some rain there, as well as some flooding that's been going on for the past 2-3 days. Missouri, going up I-44 towards, let's see, Joplin and Springfield and over to Lebanon. You definitely have a lot of areas where you're going to be driving through some water, so be advised of that. And down in Houston, on down towards Galveston, you got an area down there where you do have some storms in the area, and there's some flood watches or warnings right along the area coastline in Houston at the moment. Still got the fog around the Dallas Metroplex, so be careful there. And still got the fog coming out of Dallas to the Louisiana state line on I-20, so be careful there. Now, there is something going on offshore of me right now out there into the Gulf of Mexico. And it looks like we've got a disturbance out there. Might get some rain here on shore, might not. But right now, it's a little bit rough out there if you're going out into the Gulf. So some of the commercial fishing boats might be going out right now. Might be, I say. But you want to be careful and make sure that you keep your eyes on the sky, so to speak. Now, let's go up into Jersey, West Jersey, higher elevations up off the ocean. The central part of Virginia up in the mountains, West Virginia. Then we've got, let's see here. We've got Pennsylvania, the I-80, I-76 stretch of Pennsylvania, I-81 down out of Harrisburg, down into Maryland, and then down into Virginia. Right about Winchester, you got rain, you got flooding conditions in many of the areas there. And that will continue over into Kentucky and southeastern Ohio as well. So be careful there. Now, Kyle, tell us about your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Truck on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, find out what that's all about, right?
That's exactly right, pilotflyingj.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and to all the ladies out there, happy Mother's Day. And I should have said something to Kyle because, of course, his family, his wife and whatnot, she might have even been listening that time. But anyway, she might still be listening. So Happy birthday, Mrs. Professor. And happy Mother's Day, too. There you go. All right, let's go up here to the telephone line again. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's kind of tough Mother's Day this year because I hate to be in a neighborhood where they're going to be protesting at a church or they're going to be protesting at a judge's house. It's going to screw everything up in the neighborhood. But they want to be real careful when they go protesting to a judge's house as to what they do and don't do, because the federal law is very specific.
Correct.
And they could get themselves in some big trouble.
Well, it's not terrible, the consequences if they're arrested. I think it's up to 1 year in jail and a $5,000 fine.
And a felony.
But the chances of, you know, this administration prosecuting is slim to none.
In that case, would it depend on the state and the federal court that you're in the different areas?
Well, you got state and you got federal. So.
Well, I meant, yeah, but if you're in Florida and let's say we're in the 5th Judicial District, and that's our court.
If it's a federal judge, it's mm-hmm. a federal case.
Okay, but I would think that, that depending on the state that you're in, might help whether or not it gets prosecuted to the fullest extent.
Well, the feds would supersede the state in this case because they're federal employees.
Okay, well, I think it boils down to where you live. I know if you were in D.C., you'd wind up with a, don't do that again, little slap on the wrist, don't do that again, or Gascon letting that guy go that tried to go after Chappelle with the gun knife.
Well, now that is a county and or city. So in that case, Gascon is not charging them, but I think the city is considering charges, so there's close jurisdiction on that one.
Okay, I wonder if the sheriff would. Our friend the sheriff, wasn't that in his county?
That county.
I want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.